Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Andy Hirsch, community outreach librarian here to represent Juno Public Libraries on the first Tuesday of the month. Welcome back, Andy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, usually it's Kate, but it's you today, so we're changing it up.
Yes, I'm very excited to get back here.
Well, I know you're here to talk about the Big Read, some other events, but since you are here from the library, first I'd just like to ask if you've read anything good lately.
I have. I just read two books, a book and its sequel by Fonda Lee, called Jade City is the first one, and it's brilliantly wonderful. It's like a Hong Kong action thriller, but in book form, and also with like a touch of magic in there.
Nice.
And I really enjoyed it. It was very full of action and cool martial arts scenes, and that was super fun. And then it also, I thought, was a really good discussion about colonialism and like what happens to countries after they've been invaded and that happens. And like 30 years after that, how do countries move to self-rule and what are some of the problems that come from that? But it didn't hit you over the head with it. Like it was a good story and it was full of action and adventure and magic and punching and also like some real world effects. And so I thought it was this awesome combination, and I stayed up way too late reading both it and its sequel. So Jade City by Fonda Lee. I finished it last night, like far too late.
Oh,
it was
man,
great.
That's awesome. I love it when a book keeps me up. Love slash hate it, but mostly love it because I'm just like, this book's the best.
Yes.
Can't put it down. So, all right. Jade City and its sequel. Read it all in one night. And Andy's recommendation.
That would be really impressive. They're like 500 pages each.
And oh, wow.
So, yeah.
You know, it sounds like a good one to settle in with for winter.
Yes, a nice rainy season.
So. All right. Well, I'll check it out, literally. I just read My Sister, the Serial Killer by Oyinkan, I don't know if I got the name right, Oyinkan Braithwaite, Nigerian author. And I actually I consumed it via audiobook. So I loved the accents and the different languages. Sort of, it was in English, of course, but they used a lot of like Nigerian words. And
I
it was
love
set
audiobooks.
In yeah.
I think they're particularly fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And that book was really, it was like deadpan comedy, kind of dark comedy. It was really, really fun, and it was short, so I recommend that one. I liked it a lot.
Okay, if you want short, go with My Sister, the Serial Killer.
Yes.
And if you want long, go with Jade City.
All right, yes, that's absolutely right. I love talking books with the librarians. Okay, so let's talk about, well, before we talk about the book everyone will be reading next month, you wanted to mention some events that have,
I just wanted to mention one really cool upcoming event. So Saturday, October 5th is International Observe the Moon Night. Sometimes observing the moon can be a little difficult here in Juno, but the Marie Drake Planetarium doesn't think that should stop you. And so they are bringing their portable planetarium to the Valley Library, and it is this huge dome that you can like crawl into, and then there's going to be talks on the moon, and so we'll learn all about the moon and its phases and locations in the sky, and it's super cool. And so that is going to be at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, so there's going to be two separate showings on Saturday, October 5th at the Valley Library, and I just wanted to give a shout out because it is really cool.
I didn't even know we had a portable planetarium in
Me
Juno.
Either. Like until we partnered with the Marie Drake Planetarium, and then they brought it, and I was just blown away with how cool it is.
So you get pretty good looks, like photographic images of the moon.
It's really cool.
Neat. Okay. Well, yeah, don't forget to celebrate International Observe the Moon Day. I have another note here. If you don't have all the details, that's okay. Monday the 7th, One World, One Sky, Big Bird's Adventure.
Yes.
Museum of Flight.
So that is another program with the Marie Drake Planetarium. And so that's a movie, One World, One Sky. And they're going to show it within the portable planetarium. And so I believe there's going to be three different showings. And you can check our Facebook page and our website for more details.
Absolutely. You guys have a great Facebook page. It's a lot of fun to follow. And also details for all the events are always available there and on the website, too, which is also great. So All right, so let's talk about the big read, because that's really the main event this month.
I'm really excited. So if anybody hasn't heard, the big read is a grant-funded program. So it's the National Endowment of the Arts, and they have partnered with us and a couple other local organizations in order to get one to try and get as many people in Juneau to read one book. And the book that we picked is In the Heart of the Sea, The Tragedy of the Whale Ship Essex by Nathaniel Philbrick.
Yes.
And so we have, I don't know, 200 or more copies that are available for free from the library. You can just go in and pick them up. We hope that you'll read it and then either bring it back so we can pass it along to somebody new, or pass it along yourself to a friend or a colleague or a family member, somebody else you want to read the book and be able to have a discussion with. And so the whole point of this grant is to get everybody or as many people in the community as possible to read the same book so that we can all come together and talk about it. And so in order to do that, we're actually going to be having 15 different programs at the public libraries in the month of October that are based on this book, either like pretty directly. We're going to have 5 different book clubs at the various branches, or a little more indirectly. So there are a lot of themes that come up in the book, which can lead to a bigger discussion. And so we're doing a big kickoff this Friday, at First Friday, at the APK. And so the State Library is partnering with us on this. And there's going to be a reception at 4:30, and then the actual talk starts at 6, but it's going to be Ishmael Hope and Don Reardon, both Alaskan authors, and it'll be moderated by Corinne Cook. And they're going to be having a discussion on survival and like working with extreme situations and community and conversation. And so both of these authors are brilliant. And if you haven't read their books, you should. And they're just going to have a really great discussion. And it's going to be based a lot on these themes that are found in The Heart of the Sea. I guess I could describe the book a little.
Well, we've definitely talked about the book on the show before. So, but I don't think that, I think it's worth recapping some of the broad strokes. It's about a shipwreck. Yeah.
And it's the shipwreck that is the basis for Moby Dick.
Oh, yeah.
And so
1819 is when it happened.
And it's about this whale ship Essex. So the book it provides a lot of history. It talks a lot about Nantucket. It talks a lot about whaling in general. It talks a lot about the economic situation, the religious situation, gender issues. It talks about a lot of things that were happening in the world at that time. And then it specifically follows the sailors on this one ship, on this one journey, and what it's like to be on a ship and what it was like to be on a whale ship specifically. And then they are, spoiler alert, I mean, historical based on, you know, this is a true story, but they are rammed by a whale and the ship sinks, and then it's a survival situation.
Wow.
And
it's true. It's a true story.
And it is. And so then there's also a lot in there about both the history of like sailing and shipwrecks, and also psychology and like what goes through people's minds and what decisions people have to make. It's really a very interesting book. It's got a lot of different things that people might be interested in. So it's not like just history, and it's not just sociology, and it's not just this and that. So it's got a lot of hooks.
It sounds super exciting. And thank you very much for bringing me a copy. I will read it and pass it on, or maybe bring it back to the library.
Perfect.
I'm really excited to get started on it. And even though you have hard copies available, it's also available on all the usual platforms. I use Libby a lot in Overdrive for ebooks and audiobooks.
So we have physical copies to give away. We also have audiobook on CD that's available for checkout from the library if you are a CD player sort of person. Mm-hmm. We also have downloadable ebooks that can be through any of the library's apps and downloadable audiobooks. And we have it in large print, if you, which is available for checkout from the library if you need a larger print version.
Excellent. Well, I just want to say I love all of those different resources. I use like pretty much all of them. And sometimes I also like to go on the website and check out a book and have it delivered to the state library right next door where I go and pick it up there. Yeah. So, yeah. But thanks to you, I have the copy in my hand today.
Hand delivered.
Yeah. And it sounds like there's a lot of paper. There's a lot of hard copies available. So your best bet may be just to walk into the library and pick
it up. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Andy. All right. So that's The Big Read kicks off. The books are available now on all those platforms we mentioned. The Big Read kicks off October 4th, and that is this first Friday.
At the APK.
At the APK, where we can hear talks and by local authors and get some more information about the book and get all excited and start talking about
it. Yeah. And so and then on our website, we'll have just right on the homepage, we'll have more information because we're actually having 15 different events throughout the month. So we're having scientists talk and we're having authors talk and we're having book clubs and we're having the Marine Exchange come and talk. And so
there's a
whole bunch. We're having somebody who like sings sea shanties come and do a presentation.
So excellent.
There's a whole bunch of a wide variety, just like this book has a wide variety of things that might pull you into it. We are doing a wide variety of programming, and so hopefully at least one of them would appeal to you.
Well, it sounds like this book has something for everybody, and I'm very excited to read it.
Yeah.
So
there's also a young reader's edition. We have a couple copies, but not very many of them available for pickup at the library.
What ages do you recommend that for?
I have not read the young reader's edition. I've only read the older reader's edition, which is the standard one, just to be clear. I believe it is for, it's still about 200 pages. So I would say maybe around 10 to 14.
Okay.
But that's kind of based on the publisher's recommendation and me flipping through and being like, this isn't that much shorter than the other book. So,
yeah. Young readers at your discretion. Mm-hmm. All right. So thanks again. And then again, this Saturday the 5th, International Observe the Moon Day. And coming up Monday the 7th, One World, One Sky, Big Bird's Adventure projects with the Marie Drake Planetarium. So you guys have a lot going on this month.
We're a little busy.
But thanks so much for taking the time to come and talk with me about this. And 1 month only on the Big Read and all the events that go along with it, right? So don't miss out.
And just putting in a plug, you should come to the book clubs because I host those and they're a rocking good time.
That's terrific. I've been looking for a good book club. So. Andy Hirsch, thanks so much for being here today.
All right, thank you very much.
Juneau Public Libraries.